At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm gonna need some electrician's tape. I got a loose wire.
No kidding.
Yeah, sure do. All right, anyway. I'm worried about Alec Baldwin. Now, I don't like Alec Baldwin, but I am worried about Alec Baldwin.
Why are you worried?
Because it's gone viral. He's on Instagram, and that Hilaria, whatever her name is, that wife that he married.
The Spanish wife?
Yeah. Her, and the one that he has like 9 kids with, and he's doing the TV show with. She puts her foot in his face and demands that he rub it. And he did it. It's just so...
That's crazy. That is crazy. We did that at my house last night. Lisa put her foot right there in my mouth.
In your mouth?
Well, near your face.
Wait, you just said in your mouth.
Right there at your mouth.
No, you just said that you're a toe sucker. Who's creepy now, toe sucker?
For real, even I don't do that.
Yeah,
yes, you do.
Not toes, man. I'm not a foot man. No,
yeah,
no.
Toe sucker. You're a toe sucker.
Who knew BJ Harris was a toe guy?
Yeah, no kidding.
Bring it. Did you watch this video?
Well, I am right now. If you can get the audio, if it's clean, will you get that for me?
Yeah.
It's just weird. She walks up to him. She's all seductive. And then she just sticks her toes in there. And she's like, rub him.
Yeah.
So it's just music, though.
There's no audio.
There's no like them talking.
I mean, she has great legs. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking at them.
Yeah, it's just Celine Dion.
Oh, that's right.
But you know, he was just forced into doing this. He's like, we're doing what? And then she's like, you're going to do this.
Poor Alec. Remember when he was cool? It's all gone. And remember when we didn't know that BJ sucks on toes?
Cat's out of the bag, huh?
Yeah.
It's a new day. A new day has dawned.
Oh, my God.
Bless. People's brains just shattered everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
When you watch this video, though, Alec looks like, what are you doing? What's going on here? What are we doing? It's just caught off guard.
The other thing that's gone viral is the spinning the wheel for a haircut. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I feel like it's East Coast. So this guy, it's actually brilliant. So this guy has a wheel and he has like mohawk on there. He has fade. He has all different kinds of men's kinds of haircuts, right? Party in the back, those kinds of things. And these little kids, these teenagers, they go in and they're so excited. They spin the wheel to find out what kind of haircut they're getting. But he does make them call their mom. They have to get their mom on speaker. And then he talks to the mom and he's like, are you sure you want them to spin the wheel? And the moms are like, I guess. And it seems like it's weighted. The wheel is a little weighted because all of them leave with a mohawk. Doesn't it seem like
and
it?
I love how the mohawks aren't even straight though.
They're not even straight.
Like crooked.
He just does them so fast. They're awful. They're absolutely awful. But yeah, it's spin a wheel for a haircut, and it's gone viral. And these little teenagers, they love it. They're like going in. They're so excited. They come in with their friends. They all spin the wheel. And he just, I mean, they don't even sit down in his chair. He just has them stand up, and he just... And it's gone viral. It's kind of crazy. This is a nutty, nutty story, which is... And Blake Lively had her deposition, which is not crazy. We knew that was going to happen. But here's the crazy part. Justin Baldoni went to the deposition and sat right in front of her.
Oh. That's cocky. That's a good move.
That is a good move.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I mean, that tells me that he's probably in the right in all this. Because if you've got enough courage to go in and face a deposition where somebody else is doing it, and you want to look them in the eye.
And it's against you.
Yeah, it's against you, $400 million, and you want to look him in the eye. That tells me that he's probably in the right on this thing.
Yeah,
it's a big move.
They said it was crazy. He did do exactly what you said. He just sat right in front of her, didn't say anything, didn't do anything, just stared at her and listened to her talk about how horrible he was.
I'm surprised they let him stay. Well, I don't know how long he did stay. I don't know if he was only there for a minute or two, but I'm surprised the other lawyers allowed that.
Baldoni's presence there was a shock, as he was reportedly not expected to attend the deposition, in which Lively answered questions under oath posed by both his attorneys and her own. Usually, it says, the judge oversees the case and gets a list of names. His name was not on the list, so they're not sure how he came there and sat through it all.
Yeah. I'm surprised that happened.
Yeah.
Because you would think her lawyers would be all against that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's intimidation for her.
I agree. But he did it, so I don't know this whole thing. Somebody just texted us. Our text line is 303-22-ALICE. I'm not even going to say the name of the sponsor right here because this is gross. You're not alone, BJ. Sucking toes is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is your favorite? Go ahead and text me. Big toe, little toe. The one in the middle. Which one's your favorite? Text me.
It's the piggies.
This little piggy went to market.
Yeah. This little piggy stayed home.
Yeah.
I bet it's the one that had roast beef.
Yeah. I don't even know that saying.
This little piggy went to market.
This little piggy, went to
this
market.
Little piggy stayed home. Home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went, wee, 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 wee.
Yeah.
Oh, way home.
I don't even think I bothered to teach it to my son.
Yeah, it seems kind of... We've done it one time for little Debbie. One time.
One
and
time.
Then I was like, this is... I don't know how I feel about this.
Why is this toe eating roast beef?
Yeah. If you really think about it.
I think it's cute.
It is cute. It's cute. All right, let's see here. This is a sad story for a Friday, so maybe I shouldn't tell you this. But more Americans owe more money on their cars than they're actually worth. That's sad.
Say what now? More
says,
Americans.
Owe money on their car than it's actually worth.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's one of those, duh.
That's called upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you drive it off the lot, it's upside down.
It loses like, what, $20,000 or something?
It's not upside down, exactly. I mean, you'd think in 4 years, it'd kind of, yeah.
No, it's one of the worst investments you can make.
Well, I know that.
A car.
But, I know that for sure. But yeah. I'm shocked that people are upside down. You think, But you know why? Interest rates.
Yeah, well, I'm
because
shocked.
Remember, you were looking at a car. It was 32%.
It was insane how much it was. Because I wanted like a $60,000 car, and it would have been like a $700 payment.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever owned a car that was worth more than what I owed on it. Throughout the payments.
I'm in that situation right now, but it's like the 4Runner that I have is actually worth about $10,000 just because it's a rare one, but I only owe $1,500 on it.
Yeah, my kid's the same thing with the Toyota.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's right side up on his Toyota. Those Toyotas are good cars. I'm a good, solid car. All right, let's hear. Did you guys see this? A 6-year-old boy was grabbed by a giant octopus at an aquarium.
This is crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy. His mom says the staff downplayed it, and she took pictures of his octopus arm, calling the marks big old kisses, and they took too long to help. The octopus started to come out up over the glass, and then it went onto his arm, and he has these gigantic bruises, and there's a suction under his arm. She's filed a complaint and wants the animal removed from the from interaction because, I mean, it really sucked his arm.
It looks like those cupping marks.
Hmm.
It's your dream, BJ.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I didn't say anything.
I can't
criticize an octopus.
This is kind of a crazy story. Elon Musk says the Boring Company, which is his company, has launched plans for the Music City Loop. It's in Nashville, and what it's going to be is a 10-mile tunnel system connecting downtown Nashville, including the convention center, to the airport, to the convention center, around all the bars, whatever. It'll be this loop with all Tesla vehicles.
Pretty cool.
We'll see how that goes. We'll see. Have you guys been seeing those? What's the car that I wrote? Waymos?
Yeah, yes. Waymo.
Have you seen them crashing into each other?
Yeah. It's not good.
Oh, my God. The best one is, the best one is the guy who has a tip truck. He's a wrecker, a tow truck, right? And he has this tow truck tipped to pull up another car. The Waymo takes the turn and goes right up on it. Just sits there.
Like a little ramp.
Yep.
That whole plant thing, the driving self-driving cars down in Texas with Tesla, nothing's going as well as they thought it would.
What's happening?
Well, it's just not taking off. They're having problems with the roads as far as the cars being able to stay on the roads, for one thing. They're just having problems with it. It doesn't seem like we're quite ready yet.
I don't know. I love
it. It's a big deal.
I sat in Allison's car, then that Tesla, in the Y model, and I'm inching closer and closer and closer to pulling the trigger.
No, I'm talking about cars that have nobody driving.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about just nobody even in the car.
I think the Waymos are way better than what Tesla's got going on right now.
Tesla's having problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big problems.
But it will drive up to you, right? And pick you up, the Teslas will. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Who knew that we would even be this way? I mean, my kid and I drove everywhere in San Francisco in a Waymo. It was insane. I never in my life thought I'd be in the back of a car that doesn't... And the steering wheel turns. It's like a ghost is driving you.
It's honestly one of the craziest experiences I've
ever had.
Isn't it?
Like, you can't believe it.
Especially drunk, it really trips you out. I was terrified.
And then you honked the horn and got yelled at. Nice.
Oh, Brie almost killed me.
I bet.
She almost killed me on that one.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
Woo! BJ and Jamie.
You know, Jamie, I'm feeling a little bit selfish today.
Selfish?
Yeah.
What do you mean today?
Well, that's real funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
No, I just mean that, you know, I've made everything about the bags.
Yeah.
How you show up in a parking lot, you want to get them for free, first come, first serve, 150 bags, BJ and Jamie. These bags are unbelievable.
Our boss was like, holy crap, you had hundreds of people show up for bags in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
And he was freaking out, and BJ's all puffed up. Yeah, that's right. The bags are amazing.
Guess whose idea it was?
Yeah.
You know, doing all that. Yeah. Selfish.
So selfish.
Here's why I say that. See, selfish. Today's Colorado's birthday.
You didn't even mention it.
I barely even, out of the gate this morning, I might have quickly said, oh, it's our birthday.
Well, no, you put it on the bags, and we're giving away presents.
Oh, yeah, I even used it for my bag giveaway,
did I? You
did,
yep.
Am selfish.
Yeah.
Spadil, could you do me a favor? Yeah. Can you go online real quick here? Look up all the massive events that are going on for the Colorado birthday this weekend.
I'm sure there's all kinds of celebrations. No,
there's got to be a parade. You know there's a parade, Jamie.
Isn't
we have parades.
It's the 100th year, right?
149. Yep.
149?
149.
Oh, well,
remember,
count.
Next year's 150. No. They were going to do that bridge.
Oh, so next year will be a thing. This year's maybe not a thing.
It's still a birthday.
No. I know it's a birthday, but it's not a thing.
I've been selfish. I've been promoting a bag all morning, and I've not been talking about Colorado's birthday. There's some big events planned.
I think it was 100. That's weird. Somebody else is having 100.
149.
149. Oh, yep. Oh, they've got cake. Somebody has cake.
But yeah, if you go down to the Capitol, there's cake.
They have cake at the Capitol.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd eat their cake.
Why?
I don't know who baked it.
Some cake baker. Yeah.
Well, we don't know. Could be Polis.
They'll have local vendors from 4 to 9 at the Union Station. Free activities like arts and crap.
Do they have face painting?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
What about toe sucking? Come on down for face painting
sure
and toe sucking.
Well, have you ever been around to the side of Union Station? Because around that side where the trains come in, there's definitely toe sucking.
You can probably work that out. Yeah.
You can get whatever you want if you have crack.
What? Suck my
toes. I'll give you some crack.
You got a great point there. I mean, just imagine you go down to Union Station for the big 149th celebration. Mm. You can get anything down there. From face paining to crack meth.
Cake.
One size fits all. Right there at the Union Station. Just go around the back of the building.
This is great. All Colorado state parks will also have no entry fee today.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, too.
I did see that.
Yeah, that's good. Because some of the, like Estes Park, and they're pricey.
Yeah.
So that's a nice little deal.
Chatfield Reservoir, I think, is pricey.
I know, it is.
I think it's like $20, it seems, to get in there.
I had to, my son's dad has a big old boat, and so I had to drop my kid off. I left, and then I had to come back and get him. I was like, really? And they charged me both times.
No kidding.
Just to drop off and pick up.
Yep. They charge you both ways?
Well, no, I dropped him off.
Yeah.
And then I had to come back and get him. So it was two entries.
Oh, two entries.
Yeah. I was like, come on.
Well, that blows.
I know.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
I was like, come on. I'm in there for 4 seconds.
Seriously.
I had to wait in that line. Ugh. Sorry. Anyway, he had a
happy
great time.
Birthday, Colorado. 149. Oh, August 1st is your birthday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. I forgot to play this. This is...
What?
Hang on. I forgot to play this because it may be the best audio I've got all morning for us.
What is it?
We've been busy. Colorado's birthday, bag blowout, you know, all this going on today.
Yeah, very busy.
But I've got a story here, Jamie, of a grandmother. She loves her grandson. In fact, when she got the notice on her phone that there's a tsunami headed their way, she took her little boy to the beach so that he could see it for the first time ever. What a grandmother. How many grandmas do that?
Yeah.
I mean, think
none.
About that. Grandma says,
yeah.
Spadil, am I wrong here?
You're 100% right.
Wow.
This grandma said that her grandson has never seen a tsunami. And when she got the alert on her watch or her phone or wherever she got it, she immediately packed him up and off to the beach they went.
And when the reporter starts asking her about it, she's just like nonchalant. Like, yeah, we went and saw the tsunami. Like, that's something like you
do.
Yeah,
like, hello.
Yeah.
Why didn't you? Hello.
Wow.
You got to go see the tsunami. Nobody's seen one. All right, here she might be hard to understand. This is in Peru.
What?
Is it, well, I don't have the American
version. Oh, my God.
For that?
Yeah, I don't have the American version.
She's
saying that we've never seen one before.
Yeah.
And he would really like to see one.
Okay.
I know Peruvian.
Isn't it time to go?
I feel like it's way past that.
I didn't have the American
trip. Isn't it time to go? Hit the button.
I got to play one more song. I got to play something else here.
Okay, fine.
But then we'll go.
Okay.
But then she took her grandson to the beach.
He'd
never
that.
Seen a tsunami, guys. You could hear the love in her voice. Couldn't you?
Sure could.
I mean, thanks.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. You'd never seen a tsunami. Little feller. She loaded him up with a beach towel.
Yeah, okay.
Beach umbrella.
Right. Okay.
I have the audio.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Right
We're
here.
Fine. We're
mañana
fine.
Y me alerté.
They're in Peru. We got to go. I want to thank everybody that stopped by the big blowout today with the bags.
Except for the it one that said, F you. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, you're lucky I wasn't their pal.
Oh, yes. A 1-2 punch in the kisser.
What are these, man?
Step into this.
Yeah, step into this. Yeah, Jamie, you're right. You're right. He's lucky, isn't he?
He is lucky.
All right, we got to go. Okay. Next week, we're going to do Thornton. We're going to go. We've already got to go ahead for that.
Thornton.
Our boss was so impressed. Was he not?
He actually was.
He was blown away.
He's like, I cannot believe all these people showed up.
And next week, because this week we didn't say where we're going, not even the city. Next week is we're going to Thornton.
I can't wait for driving down I-25 and I've got like 50 cars behind me and they follow me all the way to Thornton. It's just like a big train all the way to Thornton.
I hope that happens.
Well, and BJ has a new name for it. He was really oh my God. So listen to this. He's so into it and I'm over it. Like I literally am over the bags, right? He's like, "I got a new name, Jamie. I got a new name." I'm like, "Okay, cuz I have to appease him, right?" Like it's like he's he's special and I have to pat his head.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag drop stop.
Oh, I like it.
The drop stop.
I actually love it.
There's a Thornton drop stop
coming. Come on, it's a drop stop, yeah.
Yeah, it's the BJ and Jamie tote bag drop stop.
It's not a tote bag.
Tote bag drop stop.
It's a grocery bag.
This is hot. Big. It's gonna make make world headlines.
Really, world, wall to wall coverage.
Thornton. Okay. All I can say for you is buckle up. The drop stop is coming. Have a great weekend. Buckle up.
We're coming for you.
Hang on tight, girl.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Did you say bye?
Yeah, bye.
All right. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.